I've been keen to talk today about US politics a bit on a couple of fronts, really. Let's start with Joe Biden, Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Joe Biden accused of sexual harassment, flat out denying.
Yes, and more than sexual harassment, Sheila, sexual assault. And in the telling of his accuser, a former Senate staffer, Tara Reid, she claims that back in 1993, she was on the receiving end of a brutal assault by then-Senator Joe Biden. These allegations have been around for a while. The campaign had previously pushed them aside and denied them, but Joe Biden had never spoken publicly about them. Such has been the growing weight of accusations against him, because tape has been identified of the accuser's mother on a television talk show at one point calling into the program and saying that her daughter had been assaulted by a senior figure on Capitol Hill. Friends have come forward to say yes, they were told about the assault shortly after it allegedly occurred. Joe Biden got to the point where he simply had to address these issues. And so this morning, he went on MSNBC and vehemently denied that this incident had ever taken place.
It is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
He sidestepped the question of whether he remembered Tara Reid, this former Senate aide who is accusing him of assault. But he did suggest that there are ways of trying to prove that her accusations are false. And he's now called on the Secretary of the Senate to search the National Archives to find the copy of the complaint that she insists she filed back in 1993. Joe Biden says he is confident that that complaint doesn't exist, just as he is confident that the assault never occurred.
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago, and I don't remember, nor does anyone else that I'm aware of. And the fact is that I don't remember. I don't remember any complaint ever having been made.
Have you, or your campaign, have you reached out to her?
No, I have not reached out to her. It was 27 years ago. This never happened. And when she first made the claim, we made it clear that it never happened. And that's as simple as that.
But this is a very, very uncomfortable moment for Joe Biden and his campaign. Remember that in the past, he has been accused of acting inappropriately in the presence of women, something for which he's also previously apologized. Those claims did not rise to the level of the kind of assault that Tara Reid is alleging occurred in 1993. And it's difficult for Democrats because they really want to show that Joe Biden is the anti-Trump. He's the flip side of Donald Trump. And so to be in a situation this early in the campaign where Joe Biden is having to confront accusations that Donald Trump on multiple occasions, more than 20 times, found himself facing during the 2016 election campaign is absolutely not what Democrats wanted to find themselves, especially given that the latest polling shows that Donald Trump is in terrible trouble, particularly with female voters, and Democrats don't want Joe Biden to find himself in the same position.
And can I ask you about what Donald Trump has said on the virus overnight, Simon? He's alluded to this before, but this time he says he's seen evidence that proves or suggests that the virus came from a lab in China.
Well, as ever, Donald Trump on this particular issue is trying to have everything always. He sat in the White House yesterday and spoke to reporters and suggested that he had seen evidence to suggest that this virus had emerged from the lab in Wuhan. That, of course, is in total contrast to what his intelligence agencies had said just yesterday. They have concluded that the virus was not man-made. But Donald Trump at the same time conceded that this was all all just a theory. There were other theories out there. He said that he was encouraged that the Chinese were being relatively transparent. I mean, what's going on here is that the President of the United States, whenever he appears publicly, talks about China and blames them for coronavirus. He is definitely embracing the notion that China ought to be paying the United States and other countries internationally financial reparations for the damage done to their respective economies. And yesterday, he did a series of radio interviews where he went even further. This is Donald Trump speaking to a radio station in West Virginia, WWVA, in which for the first time, he appeared to imply that the Chinese may have deliberately released COVID-19 in a bid simply and deliberately to destroy the American economy.
And all of a sudden we get hit with the virus, okay? You figure that one out. And the virus came from Wuhan, and we get hit with a virus along with 184 other countries, at least 184 other countries. And then World Health Organization did nothing. They were just a pipe organ for China, an absolute pipe organ. I mean, China played it very tough with them over the years, long time. And everything China did was wonderful. Even now they're saying it. I mean, it's like incredible. I would have thought they would have gotten off that gig.
Very evident, I think, that as we head towards that face-off with Joe Biden this November, that Donald Trump is going to be campaigning more and more on the issue of China being to blame for this, and China and the World Health Organization both, he argues, should be held accountable.
And away from the specifics of that, more generally, how is America, New York comes to mind in particular, where are you up to on coronavirus, on lockdowns, on provision, on death rates and the like, Simon?
Well, it's a patchwork quilt and it's very difficult to paint a general picture because at the president's instigation, every state is making its own decision. We're waiting here in Washington, D.C. to find out what the mayor of Washington says about when lockdowns here may be relaxed or whether they're going to be extended. There were protests in Michigan last night with demonstrators occupying the state legislature there, demanding that the governor end the lockdowns and allow people to go back to work. We've seen the governor of Florida welcomed to the White House this week in a bid to congratulate him by President Trump. He's a solidly reliable political ally of President Trump. The president wanted to congratulate him on propelling Florida towards a situation where the economy there may begin to reactivate. But it's astonishing. Over a million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, over 61,000 deaths. The president now saying that he thinks the number of fatalities could be contained to 70, maybe 75,000. There's no prospect of that because, you know, if we're at 61, 62,000, it looks like 63,000 deaths now in the United States. You've got to assume that tragically that number is at least going to double before this is all over. I mean, it feels very much like a country that is prematurely sending people back to work and, as some of the president's own public health officials fear, sparking the possible risk of a second infection.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Do take a look on the LBC website at lbc.co.uk and Twitter as well at an interview I did with the former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt earlier on in the programme.